Now, everybody's looking for where the market might get into trouble, but just because you're looking doesn't mean you're going to find it. The market has a way of surprising us. But if you really know where to look, you will spot trouble. And we're going trouble spotting right now. This is the Danger Zone. It's the Danger Zone on Money Life, where I am joined by the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They do it by digging in at the footnotes level and working their way up. Because when you look at the top down, it's easy to see some numbers and go, but when you dig in at the bottom, you're thinking,
is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Oh, it's possible. And using discounted cash flow analysis and forensic accounting, that's what New Constructs tries to root out. When they find something that's misleading and it's working against you, it's dangerous. By the way, it can work the other way as well. And if you want to find out how it all works, go to newconstructs.com, where they blog about all their danger zone picks. So there's always more information on what you hear us discuss here. David Trainer is the founder and president at New Constructs. He joins me again now. David, great to have you back on the show.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
All guests on Money Life appear on the Gainbridge Hotline. Gainbridge has embarked on a mission to create a digital platform that provides direct access to trusted annuity products without complexity or hidden fees. Learn more at gainbridge.life. David, who's in the danger zone this week?
AMC.
Danger, danger.
AMC Entertainment, its ticker symbol AMC. You know, GameStop was the first super hot meme stock that got everybody's attention. But while it was happening, the second was AMC. It's faded a bit from the headlines. Why is it not out of trouble in your mind's eye right now?
Chuck, it's still trading at elevated levels, you know, and I would say the original meme stock, just to be clear, is Tesla, which is, you know, also not faded from the headlines in a way that AMC has. But AMC remains highly elevated. All the while, management, honestly, is making a fool out of investors. I mean, the games they play on conference calls, by trying to directly appeal to your armchair investor with references to taking Bitcoin for popcorn and all kinds of ridiculous stuff. That's ridiculous because it's not going to affect the underlying economics of the business. It's not going to affect the trends this company's facing. And it's not going to compensate investors for the ridiculous amount of dilution, that they've had to suffer as executives in this company have had to try to cash in on the overvaluation. And I'm talking ridiculous. Their shares outstanding have increased over five times since 2019.
Wow.
So it's just, and there's nearly $12 billion in debt, right? So that's why we think, jumping to the takeaway here, Chuck, that's why we think this stock's not worth anything. We don't think investors may ever see a single dollar of profit because of nearly $12 billion in debt, because the debt holder's got to get paid first. And we don't think there's enough cash flow in the future to pay back that debt. And then even if they do, you're talking about 514 million shares outstanding at the end of the third quarter. What potential crumbs of profits might ever make it through to equity holders is going to be divided amongst 500 million shares. It's not a good situation.
I want to talk about something here that's important that we really haven't discussed on the Danger Zone, which is you do occasionally come back and go, hey, this is a stock that has no value. It's a stock that we think has a negative value, whatever it might be. AMC Entertainment is trading currently at about $38 a share. So to call it valueless, that's a long-term call on the value of the company. It is important to remind people that you're investors, not traders. Every stock has trading value. It's worth whatever somebody's going to wind up doing for it. We're trying to separate this out. And when you're looking at something like this, what you're really saying is, yeah, if you're a trader, well, figure out your trading patterns. You're not looking at anything that we look at. But if you're an investor, this has no worth.
That's exactly right. And it's good to remind people that we believe there is a difference between investing and trading. We think of trading more as speculation, looking to predict the day-to-day psychology of the market or the day-to-day movement of stock prices. Investing, in our view, is understanding the long-term cash flow yield of the business. That's how much cash the business generates relative to the capital that's gone into it. And that gives you a sense of intrinsic value. That's where we focus. And going back to the negative value, we don't like to talk about that a lot because, you know, markets are at least somewhat efficient. And to say that something is trading, you know, in a large public sophisticated market like ours with a positive stock price, and we think it should have a, you know, zero price, to me, that's a very bold call. And you can't just throw that number out there. And we don't, right? We rarely say it. But AMC, you know, Sweetgreen too, but AMC, the business is terribly unprofitable. And I don't think it will ever reclaim its pre-pandemic levels. I think we've seen a permanent shift. And it's got to do that and more to get a positive value.
Obviously, when you've got a company that you think is worth basically nothing, that story should end ugly. We always have a tough time saying what the catalyst is going to be that's going to make it that the market wakes up to this fact. But in this case, because it is a meme stock and because it is being kicked around, does the fact that there's no value there ever make it be that, hey, tomorrow, even the meme guys are going to, oh, to heck with it. We're just trading betting slips here. We're not actually trading anything of value. Forget it. We're out. Or meme stocks can go on forever as long as people are buying the idea that it's got to be worth something.
I think it's the latter. I'm not here to pretend that someone's going to wave a magic wand and all these investors are going to become more concerned about fundamentals. Look, as long as there's enough that don't care, this stuff can go on for a long time. I don't think it's forever. You know, I think at some point there's got to be potentially some dissatisfaction with the management unable to deliver cash flow relative to value, relative to the stock price. You know, you just can't do it forever. They're going to keep running out of money. And they're going to keep having to come back and ask for more, either from debt sellers or debt issuers or from equity buyers. So, yeah, Chuck, I mean, it can go for a while. I don't know if it can go on forever.
Meanwhile, the meme guys still love it, but that's one more reason to maybe hate it. It's AMC Entertainment Holdings, ticker symbol AMC. Like I said, currently trading in the $38 range. David Trainer just said it's worth not even 38 cents. So that would make it dangerous. David, great stuff as always. Thanks so much for joining me on the show.
Thank you, Chuck. My pleasure.
That's David Trainer. He is the president and founder at New Constructs. Learn more at newconstructs.com. Remember, if you want more detail, something you're wondering about that you heard us talk about, they blog about their danger zone picks, so you can always get full details on the securities we discuss by going to the website. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. All right, we are heading for home on today's show. Up next, more fun. So stick around. We're living the money life, and we're back at it in a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.